and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Even though we are still in the midst of the virus crisis, our state's economic development organizations have not stopped their efforts to bring in new business and to support existing companies. For example, in response to the pandemic, our next guest's organization has created an impact report for its five-county alliance to assist its area businesses in planning their efforts to succeed through this crisis. Rich Fletcher is president and CEO of the South Carolina I-77 Alliance, and he joins us now by phone from his office in Richburg, South Carolina. Rich, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mike. Good to be with you.
So first of all, give our listeners an overview of your alliance.
We are one of eight regional economic development alliances in South Carolina. We are focused on a five-county region along I-77 from Charlotte down to Columbia, South Carolina, on marketing, branding, and creating economic development leads for those five county economic development offices.
Share with us a few of your successes that you've had over the years since the alliance has been formed.
Up until this year, we have met or exceeded all of our lead generation goals. So we have been working very closely with our counties to turn over more sales opportunities to them. The biggest company that most people would recognize would be Roseburg Forest Products in Chester, South Carolina. And that was a big win for Chester County. And we were happy to play a part in the marketing and recruitment of those folks.
And now tell us how your recruiting efforts, your sales lead generation efforts, what you do, how has all of this changed during the pandemic?
Everything has changed dramatically, quite frankly. We had focused very much on face-to-face meetings with companies domestically and internationally. We would meet with typically around 150 companies a year. We've had over the last 4 months have gone completely virtual, which has been a complete change in how we do things, but it's also given us a great opportunity to reevaluate how we market towards companies, but also it gives us more geographic flexibility. When you traditionally market to people face-to-face, you are going to certain geographies to make that work. By going virtually, it allows us to find companies in all corners of the globe without actually having to travel there. So it's really